Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is the second of three programs focusing on an American genius, Benny Carter. Aside from his composing and arranging, playing clarinet and jazz trumpet, he could be considered a major jazz stylist for his alto saxophone playing alone, as you can hear in this lovely recording from the 1950s, June and January. So beautiful. June and January, Benny Carter from the early 1950s. Long unissued in the U.S., now available as Benny Carter, the Verve Small Group Sessions. And we'll hear more later from that CD, plus Carter recordings and compositions from the 30s to the 70s. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is the award-winning Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. Thanks for joining me, listening to the music, and celebrating the life of an American genius, Benny Carter. Though Benny Carter is not widely considered a major figure in American music, I think he should be, for the breadth of his groundbreaking writing and arranging for swing bands, popular music, television, film, and larger symphonic suites. as a saxophone stylist for his landmark contribution to the art of alto saxophone, and as a bandleader able to successfully project his musical ideas by drawing talented musicians together around him in a disciplined, cooperative effort that nonetheless sounds fluid and spontaneous.
Thank you.
Pastoral, Benny Carter from 1933, featured playing alto, alongside Coleman Hawkins, tenor with the English band of Spike Hughes. And before that, a fine Benny Carter composition, Symphony and Riffs, with his own orchestra, preceded by Slow Freight and Fish Fry from 1940, also with Coleman Hawkins, tenor, but Benny Carter playing both open and muted trumpet. Aside from being a great trumpet player, excellent clarinetist, and world-class alto saxist, Benny Carter was remarkable for the quantity and quality of his composing and arranging, which he did for films, starting in 1943 with Stormy Weather, and television series like Alfred Hitchcock Presents and M-Squad. He also arranged for singers Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Ray Charles, and Louis Armstrong, and did a brief spell with Duke Ellington in 1968. He also wrote numerous popular hits, Key Largo, Blues in My Heart, and When Lights Are Low, and he wrote extended concert works for symphonic and jazz orchestras between 1960 and the early 90s, such as Kansas City Suite and Harlem Renaissance. And here's a taste of Sugar Hill Slow Drag from his Harlem Renaissance Suite. Carter is soloing with a 27-piece orchestra live in 1991. And by the way, Carter did live in the Sugar Hill District of Harlem in the late 30s and early 40s. Sugar Hill Slow Drag from Benny Carter's Harlem Renaissance Suite, Carter performing as principal soloist with the Rutgers University Orchestra, and that's available on a CD that was recorded live on the occasion of his 85th birthday in 1992. This is a tribute to an American genius, Benny Carter from Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me. As I've said, Carter was a widely respected musician's musician. Instrumentalists of all kinds have praised his writing and arranging, his dedication to perfection at the highest level and gently instructive manner. For instance, trumpeter Doc Cheatham said that, quote, "We'd rather work for Carter for $2 than for someone else for $10 because of his writing. Benny was more modern, his scoring more beautiful than all of them put together." Here's an excerpt from an extended How High the Moon with Benny Carter playing saxophone. Ahead, more from Benny Carter's swing bands, original tunes, and trios from the 50s. There's more about the life and music of American genius Benny Carter at the Jazz Rhythm website, where I've posted pictures and links to some of the excellent internet sites about Carter, such as BennyCarter.com and the online exhibition hosted by Rutgers University. You can send your questions, comments, or request for a program playlist to the Jazz Rhythm website, www.jazzhot, that's one word, jazzhot, Big Step, also one word, .com. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, now an online monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at MississippiRag.com. This is Melancholy Lullaby, Carter's arrangement for three trumpets, three trombones, and five saxes that was his band's radio theme during their lengthy residency at the Savoy Ballroom. ¶¶ the Carter Orchestra theme song, Melancholy Lullaby, when they were broadcasting from the Savoy Ballroom in 1939 and 40. And like most of Carter's orchestras, though it was a musical success, the band was a financial disappointment. You're hearing the music of an American genius, Benny Carter. On Jazz Rhythm, I'm Dave Rathour. Thanks for joining me.